Senior Story, Love is Kind. Chapter 2, Metty Plans Revenge. Having lived on the streets for 6 years and thinking only of surviving, Metty was not accustomed to following rules at Redmere House. Everyone was an enemy. Only eating and stealing what you wanted mattered on the street. This last month had been a nightmare for many of the girls, and Mama Addie, too. Metty fought, screamed, and disobeyed again and again. Today, she had destroyed Felicity's doll. Metty yanked her hand out of Addie's and reluctantly followed her to the kitchen. Addie closed the door and had Metty sit on a wooden stool near the wood cookstove. She took a fresh bread roll from the basket, baked that morning, and handed it to Metty without a word, then sat down next to her. Though she wanted to severely scold Metty, she remained silent. A harsh word stirs up anger, she remembered, but a gentle word will turn anger away. Addie calmed herself, carefully studying this street child's expression as she tore apart the roll and devoured it like a wolf hungrily tears into its freshly caught prey. She wondered, is there any goodness buried deep down inside this girl that might still exist from when she was the crown jewel of a mom and dad who loved her? And if there is, how can I possibly dig it out? Metty gulped the last bite and stormed out of the kitchen. I hate you! I hate this house! And I hate everyone in it! She said. She ran down the hall into the study and threw every book she could reach onto the floor. All the girls near the area scattered to their rooms, leaving Metty to stew over her discipline for destroying Felicity's doll. She screamed, I am not going to live in the same room as Mama Addie. I'm not a baby, and I won't be treated like one. Addie had told Metty she thought it best to remove her from the room of girls she had been assigned. Instead, she would be staying in the house mom's room for a time. Like an angry, wild tiger rebels when placed inside a cage, she kicked and pawed at the books until she fell into a big, cushy armchair, sweaty and exhausted. Gazing around the floor with satisfaction at the mess she had made, her eyes fell upon a page of a book which was near her feet. It had a picture of a boy who was running with a pig under his arm and looking over his shoulder as if trying to escape someone chasing him. Under the picture it read, Tom the Piper's Son. Metty laughed out loud, then, with a sinister smile, fell asleep.